Karen Radio, and this is Friday, April 9th, 2021. So tonight we're going to do an energy show. We're going to do a lot of light work for the earth, humanity, and the global reset, digital reset. And we're going to also send out a lot of healing energy to everyone that has taken the vax, that's had any reaction, that even came down with COVID. All right, so we're going to do some healing work on there. And I want you all to really kind of pay attention in the future to what I actually post. In my blurbs, because I got to do stuff in a way now that we're not censored. And some of the stuff that I'm going to do the energy work on tonight, I have been censored. Matter of fact, for the healing one that I actually just wrote this morning, I put it up on LinkedIn, and they censored it and they took it down. So fun times. And again, this is from everyone around the world. I mean, this affects everyone around the world, the energy work that we're going to do. And you know, this show goes everywhere. So it's perfect for your area. And if anybody wants any of the energy work that I do, just write and ask. You can write to Facebook or my YouTube page, UPR and Radio. You know, I'm out at my website. You know, check that out. You can write me all those places, and I would be more than happy to send you a copy or email you a copy so you have one. And it's, you know, we really have to amp up our energy work. And like I said earlier, it's about repetitiveness. When you do magic or energy work, if that works for you, you have to repeat it for it to get out in the airwaves and for it to really manifest. So that's what I am doing on the radio. So if it feels like I am repeating, well, that's why. And I'm only repeating things that matter and do have meaning in your area. That's all, which means the whole world. So as I'm doing the energy work, I'm going to ask, we're going to create a bubble of light and put in the bubble the energy work. So I want you to do some creative visualizations and really imagine this stuff happening. And you're going to send energy into the bubble while we're doing it. Okay, that's not hard. You can do this. And if you have a crystal, if you hold a crystal in your hand, it's going to amplify what we do even more. All right. Okay. Yay. All right, guys. So let's do some energy work. For those of us, you that are going to participate, I want you to sit down, sit as straight up as you can. And I want you to put your hands in your lap right now, like you're going to receive, because you are. And get this up straighter. Oh, okie doke. All right. Okay. And I want you just to relax and to listen. And I want you to take some gentle, deep breaths, inhale light, and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. So do that till I tell you to stop. You bring in light and exhale out boogies, energy that no longer serves you. And while you're doing that, I surround you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal you in the pink flame of love. And I'm going to call to all your teachers, guides, masters, all the divine beings that work with you, the angels, dolphins, whales, and invite them in to amplify our energy work. So take one more deep breath, and again, exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And now I want you to feel yourself reconnect to the Creator. And as you do, feel all this incredible healing energy come pouring down into your body, into the crown chakra. Let it flow all the way down your arms, out your hands, down your legs, out your feet, down your spine. I want you to be totally consumed in this divine energy. So now imagine we're all in this huge stadium that can fit all of us, and we're all connected through our heart chakras. In the center, we're going to put, because it's a huge stadium, 20,000-pound Earthkeeper crystal to amplify our work. So now you've got a person to the right and to the left, and I want you to imagine yourself taking their hands. And now feel that divine energy continue to flow through your crown chakra, and allow it now to flow down your right arm, your right hand, into the next person. And this energy is going to go around in a circle. And as it flows, we're going to again call to all the divine beings on the planet, the gods and goddesses, past, present, future, all the elemental kingdom, air, earth, fire, water, metal. We call to the divas, all the divine beings that are alive, all the masters that are alive today, and then past and the future. We invite them all to add their energy to amplify the work we're doing tonight. And now we're going to send love and light to the left. And as the energy flows to the left, the circle is closed, so only that which is light may enter. We invite the treason to take this energy and send it in through the roots into the earth so the earth remains stable, and out through the branches as it re-energizes all the trees. And as it sends energy out through the branches, all life forms feel this. We call to all the rocks, stones, crystals, minerals, all the earth keepers on the planet to lock in to our big earth keeper crystal in the center and amplify our work even 100,000 times more. We call to all the grids, ley lines, meridians, domes, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet, and invite them in again to lock in this energy. And I'm going to ask that everyone here participating receives a divine healing, and that you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. So you release their hands in your mind's eye, and now you're going to allow this energy to flow through your crown chakra and out through your heart chakra and your hands if you want. And you could actually allow it flow through all your chakras and send it into this bubble of light that's in the center of the stadium over the crystal. Allow yourself to have a healing as we're doing this. So in this bubble of light, we're going to start with total up and neutralizing the great global reset and the digital reset with creative intent. So we're going to call to all beings of light to unite together as one, combining all our creative energies. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call to Michael the Archangel to take his sword of blue flame to cut to pieces all plans and all energies that are feeding the great reset, the digital reset and transhuman slavery system, Agenda 21 and Agenda 30, along with the slogans, Build Back Better, a New World Order. In your mind's eye, see all those plans falling apart as more people become conscious of the intent, which is to make slaves of the masses on the planet. See the awakened masses refusing to comply, creating a revolution of divine light, quantum leaping us into world enlightenment. The great reset is biotechno-feudalism. That means the issuance of medical passports, soon to be digitized, as well as transparency of medical records, inclusive of medical history, genetic makeup, and disease states. But it could include the implanting of microchips that would read and report on genetic makeup and brain stats, such that even crossing a national border might one day involve a detailed brain scan to assess an individual security link. In your mind's eye, see all these programs and computer programs blocked and scrambled. Again, see the masses not complying. See the AIs turning on the masters and destroying themselves and their programs. Let's send a special energy out toward all AI robots so they rust and malfunction. See the corporations go back to hiring humans to replace the robots, giving them a good living wage. We cut ties to the people who first created the concept of one world government, from King George III to the Committee of the 300 and the Black Nobility, as well as all businesses that have carried these ideas into our future through people of fantastic wealth and influence like banks, politicians, insurance companies, along with major corporations, the United Nations, the World Economic Forum. We now call the violet flame to transmute all these ideas and concepts, replacing it with manifesting world enlightenment. We cut ties with the creator of the Great Reset, Digital Reset, which is Klaus Schwab, and the World Economic Forum, WHO, Bilderberg Group, the Council of 300, the Council of Rome, the Olympians, the Black Nobility, the Family, the Rockefellers, Trilateral Commission, Society of Cincinnati, the UN, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Bill Gates, Fauci, Henry Kissinger, International Money Fund, Illuminati, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Deutsche Bank, and the Catholic Church. As we cut ties between these groups, violet flaming all their energies, as well as removing all overlays of vows and oaths they have taken together, let there be much infighting with all of them, so all their plans fall apart. We ask these beings to step into the light and work for world enlightenment. If they choose not to, due to free will, we ask their higher selves to put them in a position of harmlessness. We ask the Creator to now redirect their funds toward uplifting the masses. We call the violet flame to transmute all energies involved with the Great Reset, Digital Reset, starting with the Creator, Klaus Schwab, and his Nazi fascist ideas of world control, starting at Klaus's birth through his childhood, removing the energy overlay his parents placed on him, indoctrinating him into Hitler's ideology and dreams of a thousand-year rule. Let's cut ties to Klaus's first version of the World Economic Forum called the European Management Fund and its Nazi ties. We cut ties to Klaus's ideas of killing off the middle class. As these ideas break down, see the middle class making a comeback all over the world with many new successful entrepreneurs. We cut all ties to the energy of global citizenship, another word for world slavery. We cut ties to the ideas of all transhumanism and eugenics programs, which include the expansion of genomics, nanotechnology, and robotics, and their penetration into human bodies affecting the brain. See all their programs falling apart as we place huge magnets on their overdrives, erasing all programs, and imagine all the computer programs start changing numbers and the ones and zeros keep flipping again, destroying all their saved data, seeing all human machine experiments falling apart. We cut ties to all their books, including A New Deal, A New Frontier, The Great Society, A New World Order, The Great Global Reset, Impact of Science on Society, and Mein Kampf. As we violet flame the material, the words are neutralized and people lose interest in them. Let's make them all invisible so they remain hidden, with no forward movement. We cut ties to Klaus's Nazi collaborators and everyone who participate at the Davos summit. As those energies are removed, see it being replaced with benevolent thoughts and how we can help humanity and not enslave it. We anchor the violet flame where their WEF and Nazi headquarters are located. See the flame blaze through all the buildings in Davos, including all hotels, releasing any stuck energy that is for world domination. Again, replacing it with world enlightenment energy. We cancel clear the energy of the Global 2000, which is the blueprint for mass world genocide. Cancel clear, cancel clear, cancel clear, delete. We remove all overlays over all humans regarding COVID, vaccines, and being muzzled. As these overlays are removed, see people reconnecting to the Creator, becoming awakened spiritual beings who see through the illusion. They start building up their immune systems along with rejecting all GMO foods. See people growing their own organic gardens. See in your mind's eye Bill Gates having to give up control of the farmland he bought. If he tries to grow GMO crops on that land, see them failing, refusing to grow, being replaced with organic crops. Now let's send the violet flame through the fourth revolution that involves the redundancy of human labor in increasing sectors to be replaced by automation. Also, the fifth revolution, stakeholder theory, predatory human capital investments, human capital marketing, digital identity, and the United Nations sustainable capital investments, technocracy, and the New Deal for nature, that is land theft. As the violet flame cleans up their plans, transmuting them to light, see all their plans falling apart, being replaced with world enlightenment ideas and thoughts. Let's send energy out so all China's slave programs fall apart, along with their computer programs malfunctioning. Let's now put up blocks around all employees at the technocracy companies that are creating programs to push these agendas forward. See them going dyslexic when they enter the buildings, messing up their computer programs, the old, the new, and future programs. Any program that will be used against humanity, see it falling apart, including all transhuman programs. See all their equipment crashing as we keep changing the program numbers, ones and zeros, along with running big magnets over their hard drives, so they lose all their programs. We called it the elements, the elementals, the bees, ants, mice, rats to make nests in the buildings and chew up building and computer wires. We called to all the dust mites and mold to infect their computers, rendering them ineffective. Let the computer techs have many brain blocks with new programs that can harm humanity. Let's cut all ties to their symbols and sigils, the corporations used to stay in power, including the Nazi swastika, the Pentagon, obelisks and domes, anything you see their symbols, your first reaction should be is to cut, reverse, and see them lose the power. See that power being returned to the 99% along with cleaning up and healing the earth and all life forms. For example, Verizon, the word with the Z as a sideways lightning bolt is their sigil. I imagine the Z going either like a backward Z or a two or a vertical lightning bolt, taking the money that's being stolen from the people and returning it so we have free communication. AT&T, their sigil is the globe. I imagine it spinning in the opposite direction and spinning money back to the people they've robbed. Anything with a pyramid or triangle, let's all imagine it upside down. So the people at the base are empowered and the few at the top lose their control over the people. So the money pours out to Mother Earth and her inhabitants. Anything with a sun, also a big portal. Example, British Petroleum. Let's all imagine that the sun now shines in Mother Earth, that it's no longer a portal to suck in power and money toward the corporations, but a giant portal of love that shines kindly on the people and no longer sucks in energy, instead pouring money and power back to the 99% into social health and clean up the earth programs. Anything with a magnet, let's all imagine it reversing. If the magnet faces east, we will point it west so that the company is no longer sucking energy from the people and Mother Earth and its powers are shut down. Anything with the Eye of Horus. Often the Eye of Horus is used and it spins the energies inward. It sucks the energy in. So let's all imagine the Eye spinning their energies out, returning the money from the cabal, from the cable companies to the people. Many corporate logos are portals. Always picture the portals reversing themselves so that the money and energy pours out. And you'll find once you start paying attention to corporate logos that they're easy to flip to the light. Now, the guys work with sacred geometry and they twist it for power. So let's all flip them so the power goes to the people. It's like martial arts. The Nazi swastika, the regular swastika, is a symbol of goodness in India. However, when it is reversed, it will bring chaos onto the planet. Let's all imagine when anyone looks at the Nazi swastika, it automatically reverses and brings peace and prosperity back to the people and the planet. The wings of Isis are a symbol of healing, yet they use it as a symbol for Chrysler. So let's take that sigil, and we can all imagine that every time someone sees the wings of Isis, they are healed. And think about healing Mother Earth. And with the Chrysler, let's all imagine that the wings of Isis no longer protect the oil companies, seeing all their money they have going back into healing Mother Earth. Imagine all dark magic of the 1% falling apart, being replaced with world enlightenment energy. See the great reset and digital reset falling apart now. We remove all energy veils that are around all people living on the planet Earth that are keeping them from connecting to the Creator to become awakened spiritual beings. As they reconnect to the Creator, see them becoming conscious, awakened spiritual beings, seeing truth and through all the lies and deceptions as transparency is manifested. See the masses filled with all kinds of divine inspiration on how to create and manifest world enlightenment. If it's for the highest good, let's send energy out to all the billionaires so they reconnect to the Creator, allowing them to become awakened spiritual beings that want to help humanity. Let them be divinely inspired to start supporting the masses and middle class by sharing their wealth, helping small business thrive, feeding and housing those in need, creating job opportunities for humans as they get rid of their AI programs, sharing the wealth by rebuilding roads, schools, hospitals, and supporting places of higher learning so everyone can afford to better themselves. As they give, let them also receive. Let all those light workers working on neutralizing the Great Reset be in a bubble of invisibility, remaining unseen by any of the 1% who have intent or harm, yet be seen by the wealthy benevolent. Fill that up with light and love. We're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Okay, take another deep breath. And as you exhale, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, it's the energy work to repair all damage done to body, mind, and soul of those that have taken the COVID vax or has COVID or is recovering from COVID. And we also ask for permission from all life forms to do this work for them. Let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. Let us cut ties to all vax propaganda from any government, media, U.S. government, CDC, WHO, FDA, WEF, AMA, U.S. medical system, most doctors and nurses, mainstream media of all kinds, courts and judges, Department of Health, Department of Education, FDA vaccines, and the Pope, Bill Gates, Fauci, Klaus Schwab, and all religious churches encouraging people to take the COVID test and vax. Call the higher selves of all of the above. Stop lying to people by pushing out this experimental vax to humanity. If they all choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves to put them all in positions of harmlessness, being replaced with a light worker who wants to help humanity. Let's cut ties from human to cloud and all nanochips, frequency therapeutics, and all brain tech that is interfering in people's free will and choices. See all those programs crash and burn, allowing everyone to reconnect to the Creator. We cut all ties to all satanic magic, peer pressure, or any thought form sent through the airwaves encouraging people to take any vax. removing all satanic overlays around people so they see through the lies and illusions, refusing to take the vax or any booster shot in the future. Let's send out the violet flame to transmute all subliminal messages and thought forms that are being sent out to the masses that are interfering with free will. Let's now send out a white noise and energy that will scramble and neutralize public conditioning thought forms, along with all energy being sent out through the cell towers. Let's wrap all those cell towers in Faraday material, thus not allowing them to send out any frequencies and thought forms that will hurt and harm any life form. See all that contained energy building up, so the cell towers, internal systems, self-destruct, rendering them all useless. As we remove all satanic energy overlays off of people, we ask your higher selves to reconnect them to the Creator so they become awakened spiritual beings that see through all illusion. Let's cut ties to all humans and the vaxes that are creating a human GMO, genetically modified organism. For those that are awakening to the fact they may have made a poor choice by taking the vax, see them receive grace, neutralizing the poison in their systems, rendering the vax harmless. See them refusing any future COVID booster shots. We now call to their higher selves to help them reconnect to the Creator so they become awakened spiritual beings with enlightenment and discernment. See all these beings reconnect to divine consciousness that also allows them to open and reignite their chakras. In your mind's eye, envision everyone's chakras gently opening. Allow all that divine energy to integrate with their body in a gentle, kind way. Let's call down and send energy from the Creator that will repair all DNA that was genetically modified by the vax. See this energy repairing any gene manipulation from the vax that results in people's health improving. See people also becoming more health conscious and starts a healthy routine that will build up their immune systems. We ask the Creator to send the energy that will reignite their souls and reconnect the soul to the body. See the souls of humanity that had their souls removed from body because of the jab, having that soul pulled back in and reattaching. See everyone's etheric bodies reattaching as all these energies are pulled back and everyone experiences divine balance and a divine spiritual awakening. Ignite and expand the Ganesh particle in everyone's body that can and will repair all damaged cells and genes in people that happened after people took the vax or recovering from COVID. As this happens, people get healthier and able to stay connected to the Creator. And we're also going to call to everyone's higher self that light goes into everyone's atom cells, molecules, reconnecting it all to the Creator, and see people becoming healthier. We cut all ties to any false stories of animals coming down with COVID. In your mind's eye, see humanity seeing through the lie and refuse to vaccinate their pets with any COVID vax. Remove all energies that is keeping people from peer pressuring and becoming more accepting of each other as everyone is healing. This is done. See all vaccine passports crash and burn in all countries as people refuse to comply. See many lawyers taking the people responsible for creating and implementing vax passports to court and winning. Again, allowing the vax passport to crash and burn. See many lawyers band together and take all those responsible for pushing this planned pandemic to the international court, where they will be tried for crimes against humanity, convicted, and serve prison time. See truth coming to light. May divine enlightenment descend on all life forms now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all life forms now. So be it. Fill that up with light and love and much energy and take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to break down any computer program trying to create any vax passports. So it means all computers having anything to do with that program. And the computer programmers and those that are responsible for creating this all in this bubble. Let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. I want all ties cut with all computers and their programs that have anything to do with creating and implementing any kind of vax passport. As these ties are cut, we violet flame the computer and all programs, cleaning up their energy. We now reconnect them to the Creator and command them to break down. We call to the higher selves of anyone working on this project to become dyslexic around the computers, making many unconscious mistakes that cannot be corrected, causing many delays and stalls until the ACLU or all attorneys takes them to court and wins, resulting in the program being shut down completely. We also called all the elementals for help. We ask the rats and mice to chew the computer wires and electrical systems in the buildings. See the fleas, flies, snakes, spiders to invade their buildings where these programs are and make nests. So the computers and all their software breaks down. See the dust mites clogging up the computers so they don't function properly. See the computer programs having many glitches as the numbers 1 and 0 keep flipping, confusing and breaking down that program. Let's give some attention to the computers that hold all this vax passport information. We are going to send very high energy into the CPUs that stop their fans, causing the computers to overheat as their safeguards fail. As this happens, the CPU gets above its maximum operating temperature and burns out. See, it gets so hot, it ignites and destroys itself beyond repair. As the CPU fries out, it also takes out the motherboards and all connected components. See this hard shutdown damaging and destroying all data, as well as destroying the computer completely. Now let's send a high hot energy to the USP ports that will break down all the USP ports. Then that energy travels to the Thunderbolt port, killing the computer and all electronics connected to technocracy. Let's give some attention to the computer chips that hold all the information needed to run these computers. Let's imagine huge hammers shattering the glass of the chip. In your mind's eye, see the responsible proper circuit being toggled. As this happens, a small resistor within the substrate heats up until the glass shatters. The shattering will continue even after the initial break, rendering the entire chip unusable. See, the computer chips get so hot, they self-destruct. See, the plasma used for making computer chips being filled with light, that it changes the plasma to another gas, not allowing the computer chip to be created. Oh, dear. All right, see all the computers breaking down, anyone who works on them becoming dyslexic with the vaccine passport programs. Again, see people standing with each other and coming together and resisting and not complying. See the vaccine program crash and burn. Fill that up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. So we're going to create another bubble of light, and in this bubble of light, I want you to put in your family and friends, everybody that you know that needs healing. And include yourself in this bubble. So I'm going to call the Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to whatever is affecting anyone, body, mind, or soul. And we're going to send energy to, as that energy is peeled off, we send it through the violet flame back to God. And now we're going to send energy into their heart chakra. And from there, see their bodies fill up with light and go to that area that's in stress. And see that energy percolate in that area until it's released and healed. And we call to everyone's higher self to send them whatever they need to heal in whatever form will work, and let them be open to that alternative if it's there, and implement it. And now I want you to imagine that you're with your family members, all of them, even the ones you don't get along with. And I'm going to ask that all negativity, all darkness that's surrounding everybody that's keeping you all from coming together and loving each other in a functional family be removed. And sent through the violet flame back to God. We're going to violet flame everybody to transmute any energy. Now see everyone hug. And hug and hug and hug. And as you hug, you're joyful that you're now communicating with everyone. And everyone helps each other because that's what families do. Now fill everyone up with divine joy. And let's take a deep breath and release it. I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the light workers on the planet. And this includes you guys. And as everyone is put in this bubble, I'm going to call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any darkness that's being directed at any light worker on the planet. Remove all dark energy overlays that's keeping everyone from reconnecting to the Creator. And as all that energy overlay is removed, see everyone reconnect to the Creator. So everyone becomes an even more awakened spiritual being, filled with all these new ideas and thoughts on how to move forward and fulfill their missions. See everyone fill up with so much light that they're magnets now for everything they need. People to work with, groups to work with, magnetizing all the abundance on all levels and having so much money that they have more than enough to pay their bills. More than enough. To fulfill their divine missions and to share with others. Now we're going to send everyone heart energy, love, and healing. And let that go to wherever in the body it's needed. And as that's being done, I'm going to call to everyone's higher self and ask everyone's higher self, your divine blueprint for perfect health is activated now. And see that manifest in your body. I'm going to ask your divine blueprint where all your spiritual gifts you were born with is activated. And now your higher self draws to you all those experiences you need to grow and learn from, and for free. And allow that energy to integrate. And now I call to your higher self to activate your divine blueprint for divine abundance Yeah, the one you created before you came down into this lifetime. And as it's activated, allow this to integrate. So allow all these energies to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs, going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, I want you to feel more light coming in, sending more light into all the light workers on the planet. From that grandma and grandpa who's just good-hearted and loves everybody, to the activists that are out there speaking out for kids, speaking out against vaccines and passports and the experimental vax and Nazis and going out and protesting. Remove all energy that's keeping people from going out and protesting and using their voice for light to inspire people. All right, let's send all these light workers divine joy. See that surround them? And I'm going to ask that spirit sends them all some of their heart's desires. And when they get their heart's desires, they recognize and they're grateful. And again, fill them up with joy. And we're going to take a deep breath now and release it. I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, we're going to close the circle and we're going to do three ohms. And come on, you can do them with me. And I'm sure if we were all together, we would be in harmony because that's what big crystals do. All right, ready? Shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. Sai Ram, so be it. All right, let's ground everybody. Put your feet flat on the floor. And if you have the stone that's called hematite, which is this, I don't know if you can see it, silver gray, okay, shiny metal gray, this will help ground you. Pulls your energies back in body, calms you down, helps you make a decision, and all that good stuff. So feel that earth energy if you don't have hematite, and even if you do, feel the earth energy come up your feet. And as that earth energy comes up your feet, feel yourself pull back in body, become very, very centered, very clear-headed, filled with all these new thoughts and ideas and possibilities. And as the earth energy comes up higher, feel yourself ground even more. Now, if you are high, energy high, after the show, it's nice enough, I think, that if you go outside and put your hands on a tree and send all your excess energy into the tree, and then after 30 seconds, ask the tree to send you energy back and you'll ground. Awesome. And yeah, if you really get mad at somebody, you can go out there and, give that energy to the tree and then ask the tree to send you back. Tree doesn't care. Energy is energy to it. It can be happy, it can be sad. It's just all energy to the tree. So you're actually giving that tree an energy goose and helping it grow. If you don't want to do that, you might want to eat something that'll help you ground or take a bath or a shower that'll help you pull in body. Oops, excuse me. So I have to say thank you for tuning in tonight and helping me with this energy work. And again, if anybody wants Oh, a copy of the energy work tonight. Just write and ask. I'm on Facebook, YouTube. You can write, oh dear, UPR and radio, or my website, www.angellightohm.com. www.angellightohm.com. And I'm really excited because I just had it redone. So take a look at it. I have all my healing products on it. You can even see my big Earth Keeper crystal. I have, you know, if you come into my store in Hawaii, I have a store full of all kinds of rocks and stones. You can hug my Earth Keeper. I have another 650-pound Earth Keeper you can hug. I actually have the largest crystal in Hawaii. And actually, I'm sitting there. You can see her. It's a smoky quartz Elestial Earth Keeper weighing over 1,000 pounds. And it's the largest crystal in Hawaii, my little claim to fame. And if you can make it in, for those that are open to receiving, I do free little mini massages. And if I have to go deeper, then I do curse removal, energy balancing. You have an angel light table you can lay on. I also do shamanic soul retrievals. You know, that does take an hour. And that one's by donation, but everything else is free unless you want to leave a donation. Or not. So I'm open 7 days a week unless I decide to go to the beach. It happens. So again, thank you for joining. And next week, we're going to be doing some more energy work. This is a time we need to do the energy work. And in between times, check out my Facebook page because I also do energy work on there and I post energy work all the time. Got to keep doing it. We're at a pivotal point. You know, so much is happening and light needs to be re-anchored and amplified all the time. So when you're not doing anything or you think about it, and you can put this on your refrigerator, this little chant, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. You use the power of the spoken word, the more feeling you put into it, the more it manifests. May divine enlightenment descend on my children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within my children now. And it's good if you say each stanza three times. May divine enlightenment awaken within. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. Yeah, it's endless. But when you're focusing on that, you know, that energy is also coming down through you. And you're getting an energy goose and an energy shift. Pretty cool, huh? And if you ever want a soul retrieval, I do have it on YouTube and also on my website. I got the curse removal energy balancing on my website. Oops, my bad. And I have a free book that you can get. It's a book of spiritual basics, which is really easy to read. And it just helps you remember things you've forgotten. And then I have one that goes into a little bit more depth that costs $6. So, you know, it's all there. It's all for your spiritual enjoyment. I like to say that I'm a one-stop spiritual shop. All right. Well, I guess that is it for tonight. Again, I hope you have a lovely week and, you know, keep up the light work. Don't allow anyone to peer pressure you into anything, especially if they decided to do something and they want you to do it just so they feel better about making a bad decision. You know, the old saying, misery loves company. Well, there you go. Keep an open mind and don't let yourself be ramrodded into doing anything that is against your soul, your inner being, your gut. And for goodness sakes, don't let your children become part of this worldwide experiment. Because if you do, it's criminal, and that's child abuse. And you don't know what's going to happen down the road. Nobody does. Nobody knows the side effects. And I find it interesting that nobody's talking about the side effects either, which is very criminal. Oi, well, I didn't want to leave you on that note, so let's just shift it a little bit and may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. All right. And on that note, aloha. Have a lovely week. Tune in next week, same time. Bring your crystals, and we're doing more energy work. All right. Aloha.